Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Aloha, everybody. Happy Friday.
Aloha. Okay.
Hey, Richard. Nice Nerd. To hear your voice. And Johnny.
Nice to hear your...
Yeah. Dale apparently got disconnected. So let's see.
Psychic Dale Shear is going to be back soon. I heard her right before saying, oh, something's going on. So I'm sure she'll be right back.
I am. Well, I'm back.
Oh,
I called.
Okay. Hi, Dale. Hi, Psychic Dale Shear's in the house.
No, what happened was... it's been a weird day. My girlfriend called me Suki, and that rang through, and then I told her to hang up.
Oh. She didn't know you were going on air.
Apparently not. Nobody knows I'm going on air.
you're stealth-like, but everybody listens to you and loves you. I know that.
Yes. So, I told this to Richard, but I have had a change of plans. I thought I'd be going back to Hawaii to live, but it's not working out that way at all because there's all the houses are like $1 million on up. So I decided not to do that. And only I had talked to my friend and what I decided to do is when it gets to the season where the high waves come, which is now, then I'll just go over there and take pictures of the waves. I don't have to live there.
You don't have to, even though it would be wonderful and lovely. We know how much you loved
it
before. You've done it.
Yeah, I did it for I did it for 10 years. Richard, how long did you do it for?
Seven to eight years.
Yeah, that's
that
a
long.
Good amount of time. You guys are so
Richard, were able
to enjoy it.
Yes.
Well, we did, but it was different then, huh, Richard?
That's right. It was affordable.
It was different.
Yeah, it was very affordable, and it was affordable, and it was wonderful, and I did my television show there, and Richard, he I met him at Patapunalu, and I was sneaking into the pool trying to get in on a regular basis because I didn't have a pool.
I remember. That's so cute.
Yeah. Mm. And then what I found out, which is weird, that my house, my old house, was for sale again at $500,000 because it's lease land, you know?
Yes. Mm. Well, that
and the guy
is a good
had,
deal.
Yeah, but I don't want it. I mean, it had too many problems. He actually fixed up the house and fixed up the inside of the house and made it beautiful. And it was just, but the outside was like falling apart. Like if you go out in the back deck, the board would hit you in the head. You know, it's just... It wasn't my cup of tea right then.
Needed a lot. I remember when I got married, my husband took me to Honolulu. We stayed at a very nice place for our honeymoon, and he dropped the bomb on me at dinner there that he really wanted to move to Hawaii. And I already had a daughter. She was like 3 or 4, and I never wanted to. I didn't want to live there. It really it shocked my heart. Like it was a scare that I had to hold in at dinner because it's like that nightmare that you have with marrying somebody and thinking you know who you're marrying and all their thoughts and dreams. and then they drop that on you that they want to actually uproot and live somewhere else. I just didn't want to. I just didn't want to leave my home.
Do you know that Hawaii is one of the best places to raise a kid? It's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. All these years later,
there's no
I would
words.
Have jumped at the chance. If it would be now, I would have said, oh, great, let's do it. I would have jumped at the chance. For some reason, I didn't want to then. Maybe because my dad was around the corner. I was really close with the family, and I had all those friends. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Now I would love to. Are you kidding me? I'd be gone in. Well, I'd wait around so my daughter could finish school, but that's only a couple more years.
Well, now I looked at it. I love Hawaii. I love it. But, I mean, hey, in those days, 80s and 90s, and I don't know, Richard can testify to, he moved. Mm-hmm. He went over for a few days and just said, I'm moving here, you know. But, and 6 years later, he was there. I mean, but then I had a television show and a radio show. I had it all, you know. I had everything you could ever imagine. And then some, you know. I made a lot of money. I was very successful. Everywhere I went, people knew me. I did lectures, workshops, seminars. And this is all before I knew Richard. I mean, you know, lectures, workshops, seminars, all kinds of things. And then I started to not want so much fame. So I backed out of it. You know, I kind of, well, Richard, what would you call that? Playing it down?
Yeah, calming down.
Calming, yeah, if I could do that. Calming down. And
mellowing out.
I didn't want all that attention anymore. So I decided, I'll never forget this, but I decided when Bush was on TV and he was declaring war in the Gulf,
Bush Senior or Bush Junior?
I don't know. Senior, I guess. No, I don't remember.
One of the Bushes.
Well, whatever. It was then I decided, gee, I want to go back to the mainland. And after I saw a movie, I just started crying because all I could see were trees and pine cones and houses and I wanted to go back, so I just left, you know. And I bought a house sight unseen in Tahoe, sight unseen.
Oh.
And I knew the area, and I knew it was $145,000. I'll never forget that. And it was 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and it was great, you know. And I got it, and I was happy. But my husband at that time said, you know, we'll have to rent this out or do whatever. And I said, I really didn't want to do that. And I fell asleep, and he rented it out from under me. So,
oh, no.
Up the street, I found a house. I really liked that. Richard, that was a house I was in for 31 years, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So,
nice house. Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. Had a lake view, everything. And that's where I wanted to stay. Then I just kind of started my own little business up in Tahoe. And I worked for the Tahoe Tribune. And I wrote articles and all kinds of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know why I went off on that.
No, sometimes you just want to mellow out. And you want things.
Callers.
You want different things at different times of your life, which is... just an interesting thing to chat about. So that's cool.
I really got excited about going back to Hawaii. In fact, I talked to a lot of my friends that are there now, and they all said, oh, come back. The island's waiting for you. We miss you. All that stuff. And I got real excited. But then I started to look at the price of the houses, and I mean, I'm talking, ridiculously. If you get anything under if anything under a million is ridiculous, you know. And the one condo that Richard and I liked, I mean, we loved it. It was oceanfront. Cats at Punaru, they rent them out now, so that's no fun. I mean, you know, they have VRBO and they have, you know, they're constantly renting it, so that's no fun. And all our friends, I think they maybe one is still around, but they've all disappeared. So it's not the same anymore.
It's not. You might get all the way over there and not be completely happy, which would be hard not to be happy in Hawaii, but yes, I understand. Yeah. I had a girlfriend who had to move with her two teenage kids to L.A., and the kids basically grew up in Hawaii, and she was so sad. It was a playmate that Johnny and I interviewed, and she was just so sad, but just could not afford it anymore.
Yeah.
Don't you think the kids were sad?
Well,
I bet.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got it.
Well,
Richard, what?
Hawaii is a great place to raise kids.
It is.
It's like a kid-friendly place. They all love kids. Okay? That's Hawaii. What is it?
It's called
Hawaii?
Little Keikis. They're called Keikis.
Little
and they make everything special for the children. Mm-hmm. They do everything for the kids. And I love it. I love that part of it.
Me too. I love them. They're little dancers. They know how to do the canoe.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not the real Hawaii. That's for the tourists. I mean, the real Hawaii mm-hmm. is, you know, they make a lot of stuff for the children, and they make sure they're okay, and they're triple protected, and it's just wonderful. I mean, if I had a choice of growing up in the world, that's where I would grow up, you know, and I probably would have kept my house in Hawaii Kai. I would have kept that, and, you know, it's just that I guess when they say you can't go back home again, they mean it, you know? How, Richard?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go back to...
Not to $1 million, no.
Well, would your husband be happy? Was he excited at the thought of moving there again?
No.
Oh, but
and
he was
all
just
going to
do it
there.
For you? He was just going to do it
no,
for you?
No, he wasn't. No. He was going to stay here with the dog in Nevada, and he didn't want to move everything all over again. And me and my girlfriend, she was going to buy a house, and we were going to just stay there and do a lot of picture taking and photographing, and then just when we want to come back, we come back. But we both decided, me and her, and she's one of my best friends, we both decided that, you know, it wouldn't be good. I mean, it's good to just go there when there's the big waves. Like the other day, they had 35-foot waves, you know, and it's killing me inside that I can't photograph it, you know, but I'm not going to rush on a plane and go out there and, you know, then the waves will be going down. So, you know, it's a hassle, and it's very expensive. I mean, hey, to go buy food there, if you go grocery shopping, you get two or three bags of food for $200. Unless you do the military.
How are these people who are just working class people dealing with this, the cost of
living? They work three jobs in order to survive. That's how they do it.
Just to survive.
Either you have the ultra rich, super rich people like Oprah that's buying up the islands and, you know, super rich, or you have the average people that live with their parents and maybe they live in a garage and they work 2-3 jobs in order to survive.
That's a lot.
And that's what's
sad. Exhausting. That's very exhausting.
That's why I kept my prices very low, so that if they needed me, I'd be there to help them.
You know, Hawaii, I don't think I've ever been to Hawaii. I don't think I've ever been there once. I mean, you know, but does it seem like it's a real relaxed place, or?
Yes. Spiritual.
It's very relaxed.
When I step off that plane, and immediately I feel such a wonderful, positive, spiritual feeling, and just the aroma of all of the beautiful flowers. I love it. It has a feeling like no other feeling when you get off that plane. The feeling you get is wonderful.
That plane is wonderful.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
It's beyond wonderful. The wind hit me in the face and 80 mile an hour, you know, it's like, I just checked with my, I went to get my nails done today, but I checked with my girl who does it. She's from Vietnam, and that's right near Thailand. And I checked out Thailand, and nowhere, they're like 100 degree weather. It was like 80% humidity. And it rains like 3 or 4 months out of the year. And I said, this isn't for me. Yeah. Hawaii doesn't do that.
No.
The weather in Hawaii to me is kind of perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, it's perfect. I mean, you know, you can't get any better than that.
I agree.
And it's unreal. Well, I'm sorry to take up the whole thing, but Johnny, do we have calls or what's going on?
We sure do. Rose, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, how are you? Quite a bit of
fine.
You.
Fine,
what
are you
calling?
I'm sorry,
I'm
what?
From New York. I said there's a few of you on the line. I didn't realize there was that many people. Talking, you know.
There's three of us.
Show.
No,
yeah,
four of
right.
us. One, two, three. There's four.
Yeah.
There's Richard. I'll introduce you.
That's a lot.
There's Richard, who's 95 years young.
Wow.
And
really?
he's a book writer. He wrote Buck's Call to Duty, 20 years in the Navy. And, you know, he did photography and he's wonderful, and I use him to, he's my friend, okay? And then there's Barbara. Yeah, there's Barbara, who's been all over TV and done a whole bunch of things. And then there's Johnny, who is our guy who just sets everything up. And then there's me, who's the forlorn psychic. But I'm fine.
Right.
You're from New York. You're from New York?
Right.
And boy, do you have an accent. And I'm from Jersey. So it takes me a while. Are you Brooklyn, Bronx, or what?
No, actually Long Island, but I do sound like I'm from the Bronx. I do have cousins in the Bronx. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but you got one of the heaviest. You're as bad as my cousin. My cousin can make you laugh. You can't believe. But it's like me. I mean, you know, I walk and I talk and I say water. And my husband got me the other day. He heard me say, are you going to wash the clothes? And he goes, what do you mean by wash?
Yeah, people
and
say
I caught,
about me.
Yeah, I caught myself with Becky's coming out. I try to keep it at bay, you know. But anyway, how can I help, sweetie?
Yeah. Well, I really can't. I'm just the way I am. I know I do have a thick accent. I was just calling in. I don't. Do you do general, or do you just need a question, or how do you know?
Yeah. No. On this show, I do specific questions. Okay. And then,
okay.
But in private reading, it's I'm all over the place. I mean, you know, So how can I help you? Give me a specific question.
Well, I was told that I can write, that I, you know, was a writer in past lives, and I was just curious what you see about that. You know, do you see anything into that writing? I just started writing.
Writing.
Oh, really? What are you writing
about? Well, actually, the aging population. I do real estate, but I'm getting into helping people over 50, which I definitely am. And I'm taking some courses, but I'm also writing. Even about my mom, I was thinking about writing. She's passed, though. But I used to take care of her. Subjects like that, aging parents, how to help them.
Okay,
things like that.
The thing about writing, I've written 7 books, and Richard's probably written 8 or 9, and
right.
He has 1 published, Bucks Call to Duty. I have several on my website, DaleShears.com. But the thing about writing nowadays, I mean, I had a publisher, and nowadays it's very hard unless you go through Amazon and, you know, you have to stand on your head and do several little flips in order to get on Amazon to get your book out there. And then they take all the money and you get just a tiny bit. Because I have one book on there right now, Tarot for the Beginner. And gosh, I keep asking my husband, I said, do I ever see any money from this? And he said, yeah, you got $3. I go, oh, okay.
Well, I don't know if I'm
only
doing it for the, you know, like for money.
Do it
I
for
mean,
the
like,
fun.
You know, it could be a blog, too. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That you could do. You could present it as a blog, and I feel you would do very well. Mm-hmm. Very well at it. I'm not sure how you'd make money, but you could do it as a blog or on Facebook or one of those things. Right, Barbara? Barbara, are you there?
Barb, you there?
Johnny?
I don't know.
What happened?
She says she's here.
What?
She says she's here. It says she's here.
No, she stepped out.
Mm-hmm. I don't ask where she is.
Probably in the potty.
Did we bore her?
No, she's here. She's on the switchboard. She's...
disappeared. this happened last week. I don't know. Anyway, no, you would do very well as far as being on Facebook or doing blogs and stuff like that. As far as being a writer, nowadays, you have to be real famous, go on television, and then tell everybody your book's on Amazon, you know? There's no bookstore.
Right,
hardly any bookstores. Anymore.
Right.
There's a few.
I know. I like bookstores. Yeah. I wasn't really thinking of really
God,
along
I love
the
you.
Lines of that.
I love your accent. I could just listen to your accent all day. I really
take
could.
You back to you. Back to New Jersey, I guess, right?
What?
That's where you're from, right?
Well, I'm from Jersey, but, you know, we have different accents,
but all I can tell you is
I don't know what accent mine was, but I know I lived in Lakewood and Newark and all that places, but I love Jersey. But, I mean, your accent just puts me back to normal, you know, where... just where, like, I grew up as a kid. What are you laughing at, Richard? Richard,
normal.
Would
you not say normal? What's normal?
I don't know what normal is. I don't think I'm really that normal. Whatever that's supposed to look like. Right.
Oh,
I can't, well, no.
God.
It puts me back to being a kid.
Okay.
That's what her accent was. Which was somewhat normal. You know, I don't know. He's laughing at me. Why are you letting everybody go? Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody? Richard, everybody's gone. We're doing
this
radio show. Nobody's here.
Everybody's having a good time. Yeah.
Are you there, Barbara?
The grub. Richard. Johnny.
No, Barbara.
Barbara disappeared last week, too.
Okay. Whatever.
Well, I don't know. Was there any... Go ahead. Was there anything else you wanted to know?
Yeah, I guess I don't know. Do you see anything else with career or what do you? I don't know.
What's that noise?
Along those lines.
Richard. I kept hearing somebody. Never mind. I just feel you're really good at real estate. You should stay with that. You'll make your money and write the book on the side. You'll be fine. And yeah. I think you could sell it to a lot of your friends, a lot of people. You could either,
right.
You could even do some lectures, workshops on it. And,
right.
And for older people, seniors, and it would work out well.
Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds good.
Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you. Nice meeting
you.
Thank you. All.
You
take care.
Hello.
Barbara, are you there?
I don't know. I'm leaving and she's not here. I don't know what happened. All I got to talk to is Richard. You don't even answer.
Right.
Well, yes, I do. When I hear my phone.
No.
Which never rings.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. Super hearing aids. So you can hear your phone. Now, actually, I thought about... one of those well, then take it in somewhere. All I can tell you is I thought about getting you one of those seats that you sit on for your butt, you know, when you sit down on a chair.
Well, okay, I can tell you about that.
Go ahead.
I had to take the pillow out from under my seat that I put on my chair because it's cut off my circulation and my legs.
Oh.
So I got rid of it today.
Well, today?
Yeah.
Okay, are you there, Barbara?
I don't know. Johnny, you got to find her. Can you call her?
Let me try to see here. Okay.
This is ridiculous. This is not a radio show. Everybody disappears. You know, the only ones we have is...
Well,
and I know I can...
Hello?
I will. But Richard...
Are you there?
Give me another...
What?
No, you're talking to us. Give us another caller, Johnny. You know, I can hear her a little bit. I think she's trying it.
Okay.
Johnny, another caller.
Joanna, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Aloha. Hello. Hi.
Aloha, Joanna. How are you?
Aloha. I'm in, I have no clue, but I just want to tell you quickly, relatives of mine owned property in Kauai for a very long time, and I was not able to visit before they passed away, so I would have loved to have gone, but we had relatives stay with them for quite a long time, so they did own property in Kauai for a very long time, so they
well,
loved it.
Who are these people?
That was my aunt and uncle.
Oh, I see. But what is your name and where are you from?
Joanna from Florida.
Okay, gotcha.
Cool.
Kauai is a beautiful place. It has a lot of mountains. And I don't know, Richard, have you ever been to Kauai?
No, I haven't. But if I'd been
you
more
missed
mobile,
out.
I would have gone, yes.
Wow.
They have a lot of mountains and trees, and what I think I loved about Kauai is I used to go over there quite a bit because they have a sanctuary for monks.
Wow.
M-O-N-K-S.
Oh.
And I would read for them in the sanctuary that was acres and acres and acres. And I got to know them, and they were wonderful people. And the,
oh,
I can even go
wonderful.
Now, but, you know, but they invite you according to your date, time, and birthday.
Wow.
You know, that, yeah. And if it fits, then you get to go up there. It's kind of neat. Kauai was just... I went to a, I'll never forget this, a luau with some of my friends in Kauai, and it probably was one of the best luaus I've ever seen in my life. But anyway, how can I help you?
Okay. I actually have a relative question. I'll try to make it briefer because I know you probably have other people waiting.
It doesn't matter today. We can't find half our crew. We don't know where they are.
Okay. I took care of my mother physically and financially until she passed away with no help from any of my siblings. And then when she passed, they all turned against me because they thought they were going to be wealthy, okay? Went through that with them. They did all kinds of illegal things, okay? So here we are years later. My father just recently passed. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe they finally settled down. They're not going to do anything. I had hoped for something positive, but no, they turned and did the same thing again. I was waiting to hear when the funeral was going to be. Next thing I know, I get a call from my one sister who did the worst things to me of all of them on Monday, and she said they had already stolen and taken everything from his house while he was in the nursing home, and they took over his house, and they already had his funeral. It's like, bye, see you later. I was in total shock, absolute total shock.
I don't blame you.
What I'm not understanding, because I've never done anything to my siblings, I'm not understanding, like, especially my one sister, if you have any insight as to why he has such venom towards me. I don't understand.
Hello, let me talk. It isn't about you. It's about money. It's about power. It's about that's what they want. And they didn't care if you took care of them or not. You know, your parents and relatives, they just want, you know, they're greedy. Money does very strange things to people. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's so sad. That's all they want. I mean, you can't really sue them because was there a will or anything of that sort?
No, there wasn't. It was supposed to, everything was supposed to go to probate. And they weren't supposed to touch anything until everything went to probate. But she was telling me, she's like, there's no money, there's no accounts, there's nothing. The house is absolutely worthless, and it's like, buy and see you, which is not true. Because I kept asking her, I'm like, is there a will? Are there legal documents? You know, what's going to be done with the house? She refused to answer me every time. But if there was, everything should have been filed with the court. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I know you're venting. And I've heard this a million times. Where did he have his house? Where did he have his property at?
His property was in Fort Pierce, Florida.
Well, I've never heard of that, Fort Pierce, but all I can tell you is it military?
Yes.
And was he in the military?
Yes. Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Sorry. Richard was in the military forever. Richard, can you handle this question? Is there anything she could do military-wise to go to any of the bosses or anybody there to help her?
Well, she can try the VA, but I don't know how far she'll get.
Okay.
If both parents are gone, If he was retired military, as far as I know, there's probably nothing for anybody to get that way. Normally, for a veteran, the wife can, he could have paid into a retirement. He could have if he was a retired military, but I don't know that he was. So, actually, I don't know of anything, really. But you can check with the VA, but I don't know if that'll do you any good or not. Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That might help you, darling. But you know what?
Yes.
There's something called karma.
Yes, exactly. Karma. I thought of that the past couple of days. Yes. You're right.
It's called what comes around goes around.
Goes around.
So these people might think they're getting away with a lot, but when karma decides to hit you, I've seen it happen. I've had it happen to me, you know. So when that's why I'm real careful about every single thing that I do because of karma. You know, I don't want it hitting me in the face. But I can tell you it's sad. I'm sorry. You can say a prayer to your relatives and, you know, apologize for them. And I wouldn't be talking to them pretty much at all. I mean, you know.
No, I'm done.
You're not going to get anywhere, and they lie. So that's the best I can tell you.
Yes, true. Thank you so much, and bless you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, darling.
Okay. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Did you find Barbara?
She's here.
I'm here. I never did really not hear you guys. I didn't want to wear my big earphones, so I took them off, and I was just going to listen through the computer, and that seemed to make you guys not hear me. So, hello. I'm back to the old way I am doing things, and that's fine.
Barbara, why do you do weird things while we're on the show? I don't get it.
I don't know why it would matter because I thought, can't I just use my microphone? I did a show the other day. I was a guest and I didn't wear headphones. So I just thought, she's talking to a person. I needed a different wire for something else. I'll come right back. And that's exactly when you said Barbara, right? Right, Barbara?
Yes.
That's weird.
What happened to you last week, by the way?
Oh, that wasn't technical. I wasn't feeling well at all. Didn't Johnny tell you?
Yes. I told
him. Well, he didn't tell me the whole story.
Never mind. Sorry. Maybe I said don't tell my private health problem.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I gave sort of a brief description, but didn't want to, you know how you are sometimes.
That's
like
okay, but can you tell it now, Barb?
Yes. Okay, you guys, I've had a really hard time. I've gained 3 pounds back now, but I was having a really hard time gaining weight, and I kept losing weight because I went on this crash diet to do that photo shoot, which is I probably damaged my electrolyte system because I haven't felt very good since, and I kept losing weight, you guys. I was like 104. I was down to 99 pounds. Yeah, and my normal weight is like 108 to 10. So I'm like 104 right now. I did see the doctor today, though, and I'm fine. The blood pressure, everything's fine. I just felt so weak, so dizzy. I had to get orange juice in me. I had to get something to eat. I was very lightheaded. And I just thought, you know what? By the time I felt okay and stabilized, Johnny said that you were just ready to go eat dinner early.
No. I was in the middle of, I told Johnny you were having, he doesn't remember. I told Johnny you were having a low blood sugar attack.
You did?
And you were.
You do? You do?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I shouldn't be so shocked, right?
And then the power decided to go out. So I'm sitting here in the dark on my chair, I can't get off the chair.
Get up.
Because it's pathetic. There comes Richard again. At least we got him laughing. So it got really bad, and I decided, well, Barbara's not here. The hell with it. I'm just, screw it. I don't want to fall off the chair. Because if I fall off the chair, there's nobody to pick me up, okay?
Right.
So I said, screw it. And then I said, the show is now ended. That was it?
Okay.
So you had...
Well, I hope I start that domino effective. It was kind of a downer show, it sounds like.
No, it was fine, except for the power went out. And you weren't here. And I do not like to do shows unless you're here.
That's
that simple.
I know.
I mean,
I'm sorry about that, you guys.
She is
but
a big,
rare,
you
right?
are a big help, Barbara. You are a big help. You know, I was thinking all today about how thankful I am for you. I mean, it just, you know.
Well, that's sweet. So. I enjoy doing the show with you guys. I enjoy doing it. And, you know, picking out topics and working those out and then having our Psychic Friday night is always wonderful. So I did not
hey,
want
Richard,
to miss it.
Hey, Richard, wait a minute. Richard.
Who's that dog?
Richard. Richard!
What?
Your dog is barking. Tell him to put him out of the room.
I'll put him out of the misery.
Oh,
no,
don't
put
that.
Put him in another room.
It's
he's barking.
The other side of the house.
What kind of dog is this? It sounds like
a little black dog.
Yeah,
but he's barking.
Well, I can't help it.
Well, tell somebody in your family to have the dog be quiet.
Just somebody came in.
I've heard that you're not supposed to yell at a dog when it barks. You're supposed to spray it with a water pistol.
That don't work. I've done that. Oh, my
that's
God.
Funny.
This
is what my sister says, is that the reason you're not supposed to yell at a dog when he barks is that the dog sees it as you joining in and barking, too. So it's going to do it loud. It's not barking to communicate.
No.
It's just doing it for the fun of it.
I have dogs all my life. Today, and this is unusual, we have a big backyard, and my dog was husband went to go get some groceries, and my dog was barking, you know, and he never does that. And I went outside and said, Lucky, what are you barking about? Well, he went crazy barking up at the fence, and the neighbor's dog started barking, and I'm going, who's out there? And this guy comes walking in from next door. He was on the other side of the fence. And I said, who are you? What are you doing here? And he was spraying down the weeds or something. And then he was trying to come at me. And I said, don't come anywhere near me. My dog will kill you. Seriously. And my dog almost jumped the fence and tried to kill him because he thought that I was being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was true.
Well, also, it's good to check on what your dog is barking at. If it's going crazy, it can be like a big bear or something.
Well, we don't we don't have bears down here. I mean, not in Gardnerville or Minden. We have it up in Tahoe.
Richard? What about Richard, where he lives?
No, Richard doesn't have bears, I don't think. Do you, Richard?
Well, his little black dog.
Yes, I know. Yes,
I've never heard his black dog before, and so I heard it a lot. So what was going on with that little dog, Richard? You don't know?
Well, somebody was doing something. Uh-oh, my dinner just arrived.
That's what they were doing.
How nice.
Yeah,
well, now tell her about the dog.
Come on, tell who? It wasn't her. It was a he.
Tell him about the tell about that. Now we have I have argued with a bear up at my house in Tahoe. I saw a bear outside, didn't think too much of it, and the dogs were barking, and had a fence, and I told the bear, I opened the door, and I said, you get out of here, you get out of here, and I'm yelling at him, and he's yelling back at me, and he left. When my husband went out there, the bear went to attack him, and he had a camera, and all the batteries fell out of the camera, and he ran in the house. So we used to have a lot of bear problems. But anyway, do we have anybody else, Johnny? I haven't even given. Before you do that, Barbara, would you give out my phone number, please?
Oh, yes. Everybody, write this down. Psychic Dale Shear. She books throughout the week private sessions. Her direct line is 808-372-1816. That's 808-372-1816. So after the show, make sure you make a point to connect with Dale and book your private session and find out more details about what's going on in your life. Get some more directions.
Richard, what is going on there? Richard, what is going on your end? We have
nothing.
All this noise. Well,
okay,
can't
Stacey,
be nothing.
Oh, yeah, you have me. Oh, my God, I was talking to somebody. Hey, how are you?
Fine.
Aloha.
And where are you calling? Where are you calling from? Aloha.
Thank you. Hi, Del. This is Stacey. I've done readings with you privately.
Yes.
From New York. Yes. How are you?
How am I today? Fair to middle.
Yes. How? And how's everybody else on the show?
I don't know, Richard. How are you today?
Okay.
Okay. And Johnny, how are you?
I'm good.
You're good. And Barbara, how are you?
My back really hurts. I have some pulled muscles in the lower back.
We really needed to hear that. Oh,
yeah,
where are you moving?
You usually ask me about what I've been up to. Well, I moved all my storage is finally done, you guys, which I've been talking about for a few years now. I finally got it from Arizona, moved it here. I've been dealing with it for a week, and it's been completed. It's 2 days ago. But I had to lift some very heavy boxes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go to a chiropractor.
At least it's done. Okay. At least it's done, though.
So.
Okay.
Stacey. Stacey, I've done a reading on her, and how can I help you, Stacey?
Yes, okay, so I may have to do another reading with you soon. Okay, so I just wanted to talk to you. You told me to start looking to do a move. I was telling you where I wanted to move. So I found I found the apartment complex that I would love to move into. So the thing is this, you're right, the prices are a little, it's high, but I feel that I can talk them down. So should I wait? I can apply. You can move right in 30 days from today, 45 days from today, but I wanted to get something a little bit. I still want to move. I have to still. I know. I'm definitely.
Okay, Stacey, what area is this place in?
It's in Edgewater.
Edgewater, Jersey. Is that near West New York? I don't know where this is. Edgewater. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a view of anything?
Yes, I see it. Yes, very clearly. Yes.
Can you see New York?
Yes, you can.
All right. I'm going to tell you honestly, rents and everything are going up like crazy. I would jump on this like there's no tomorrow and find a way to make the rent. How much is the rent?
Okay, two things. The one bedroom is, okay. So where I want to move to is $2,800. But then they have something, I don't want to pay that much. Then they have something else going for like $2,400. So the $2,400, it looks like they're like subleases or something. You can sublease it. So
I don't know. Richard, what does that mean? Richard?
I'm not sure.
Richard.
Wait a minute. Asset by me, yes.
What's a sublease?
A lease on a lease. A lease on a lease.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
You know what? I'm sorry. So one section, I think the section that I'm talking about, is like for like temporary stays, like if you want to stay there for like 90 days, but it's being rented by the like landlords, I mean like the owners that have.
Oh, don't touch that. Don't touch that one, the 10-foot pole. Okay, forget that one.
Okay.
The other one's $2,800. They're not going to go down in price. When you have, remember we talked about West New York, New Jersey? Isn't that near there? Okay.
Yes.
So it's one of the most beautiful views you can see from Jersey to New York. What can you afford? That's the whole thing.
I didn't want to go no more than 23.
Okay.
Because
can you somehow get a part-time job or something? Or can you, how many bedrooms is it?
It's a one bedroom.
Jesus. Well, Richard, that area I know very well, and I grew up there for a while, and it's, you have a view of New York with the Empire State Building and the Hudson River. Nothing like you could ever see in a lifetime. It's worth over $3,000, you know? So if you can somehow afford it, I would take it.
Okay, I would. I can. I can work an extra day.
Well, that's nothing. Then just take it. Stop futzing around.
All right.
Take it. You promised a guy you'd be out of there in December, and so Steph puts it around, and you know that's the area I headed you to. That's the area that is probably one of the most beautiful places in Jersey that you could ever see.
Okay, so 28, take it. Okay, because I was kind of hesitant, and I was saying maybe they're going to drop the prices.
Well, you might want to go for no, they're not dropping no prices nowadays. Nowadays, they're going up. If you say drop, they go up. What about, can you ask him for a two-year lease or something?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Well, try that out. You know, try to get the longest lease you can get because you don't want it to go up, you know, the price to go up.
Okay. All right. So you said take it. I thought you were going to say, oh, no. Okay. All right. So how
the other
right
one.
Is that?
I'm sorry?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I said you said to hop on it right now.
I put the what on
to
it?
You said to hop on it, like to get it right, to try to go ahead and rent it now, you said, correct?
Oh, yes. Rent it now. Before someone else gets it. Call them up and say you're going to rent it.
Okay. I probably won't be
then
able to get here until next Friday. Okay, I'll do it.
Why next Friday?
Oh, you know what? I can go this weekend. Okay, I can go Sunday. I'll go this Sunday.
Good.
Okay.
Go this Sunday. You can always call me at home, okay?
I'm going to listen to you. Okay, Val.
All
right. All
right, sweetheart.
I'll take it.
You have a good one. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Aloha. Thanks, Stacy.
All right.
Stacy is one that does book with you privately. And you know what? So far, so good, right? She's always calling.
Yeah, I hated her. She needed a place to go. And we both discussed that in Jersey, how beautiful that area was, and that's where I told her to go. And really, I know $2,800 for a one-bedroom sounds very high, but nowadays it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Over
there in
New York,
I was thinking, it was way more over here is, like, I know they're trying to rent out this one bedroom right next to me, and that is
$2,300. Mm. Yeah, well, that's not bad, actually, for where you live.
But, well, I'm thinking a view of New York City over in that east area would be more, I thought.
No, it's not New York. It's New Jersey. It's yeah. Jersey. The other, it's right across
John
the river.
Zip.
Like Brooklyn?
Yeah, John Zip.
Mm. No, Brooklyn. No. It
no.
has nothing to do with New York at all. It's a different state.
Okay.
It's New Jersey.
Well,
have you heard
okay,
of New
so,
Jersey?
Well, so that would be a lot less. Okay. I didn't know. I just thought
no,
New
not
Jersey
really.
Was really great. Okay. I thought
the
it was
reason I say this, I grew up, when our house burned down and we moved to West New York, New Jersey, which is the area she's talking about, the view was so outstanding. It was beyond what you could ever imagine. Every day I would sit out on a park bench, and they still have them, and look across the river, the Hudson, and I would see New York all lit up, whether it be day or night. And I think I must have spent hours doing that. Because I like places you can space out. I like lakes. I like ocean. I like, you know, overlooking New Jersey into New York. I like that. So she apparently loved it, too. And it would be a little higher than normal. That's all.
Well, you're the one to ask. You've lived
okay.
in several different places.
Yeah, I did. I really did. I didn't have a choice, but I lived in 13 different cities in New Jersey. And
wow.
Went to 13 different schools, yeah. Anyway, Barbara, I didn't answer besides, what's with you? What happened with you?
Well, I was going to have to go to Arizona to get my stuff out of storage to move it into one storage bin. Obviously, that's going to save a lot of money. And I was just about to. And then my dad and his girlfriend offered something so nice, you guys. They said, we're going to go over to your storage. We're going to get the U-Haul for you. Our expense, we're going to pack your stuff, and we're going to bring it to you. All you have to do is prepare for us bringing it. And, wow, that's what family's for. I accepted that wholeheartedly, and I was so grateful and thankful because it was $215. When I rented that storage
wow.
over there, it was $99 a month, and it went up. And you know how after a while it goes up and up really quickly on storage compartments? I guess everybody knew that. I didn't know. I thought you just kept the same price. So I had to desperately I don't like throwing money out the window. So that happened, but it took a lot of prep. And because when they brought it, we realized it wasn't going to fit into that storage. I had to get a bigger one. So then after they left, well, my daughter and I finished the job. And I was really glad. I was pleasantly surprised about how helpful she was. But we did have to lift some very heavy stuff. And my dad is 80 right now, and he did the first packing and unpacking with his young girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And so that was a lot for him, but he did it.
How old is his girlfriend?
65.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But they've been together
all
20
these,
years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All these older men and young girls, huh, Richard?
I guess so.
It makes
yes,
it fun
she
for
would.
Me. Fun,
yes, she
you know.
Would.
He's active, and you know what? It makes it fun for me. These guys are able to get younger girls, aren't they?
Yeah, it's amazing. Anyway, is there anybody else, real quick, John?
No, but we've had a good show, Carlo. I think so. Okay.
Yeah, but let me give my phone number out. It's 808-372-1816. Call for your private reading. And also, my website is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com. And you'll learn all about me. And Barbara, I sure missed you last week, but I had a power outage, so I didn't miss you too much. Anyway, I'm glad you're feeling better, and 99 pounds is not good. So I'm glad you're gaining weight. And Richard,
what?
Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear
What, in about a half hour, or should I text you in a half hour? Because I'm going to go eat. Is that okay?
Yeah, go. I'm eating right now.
Okay. All right, well, you eat because you need to eat, and then would you, do you think you'll be done in a half hour?
Sure, call me.
I can't call you. Your phone don't work.
I'll call you. Okay.
Okay. You call me when you're done, okay?
Okay.
All right. Aloha, Barbara.
Aloha. Thank you very much for your expertise. You hit so many nails on the head with me last week and also with our callers today. So thanks again, Dale, for helping so many people here. And everybody, don't forget to contact Dale and book your private session this week until next Friday when we're all together again. So aloha, everybody. The link to Psychic Dale Shear's website is in the show description. DaleShears.com. That's DaleShears.com if you forget the phone number. So you can find her easily, everybody. And don't forget to listen to her meditation tapes on Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel and visit us on Facebook. And that's all for now.
I've been listening to my meditation tapes on the chakra alignment. Actually, I've been listening every day, every morning when I wake up. I listen to it, and believe me, it's done a world of good.
Okay, I think I will do that, too. I need to get aligned after moving all that stuff.
Okay, sweetie. Aloha, Johnny, and thank you very much, okay?
Aloha. Aloha, Richard. Have a great weekend, everybody. Aloha, Psychic Dale Shear.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.